In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, today, the 22nd of November. Glad, as always, to have you with us, everybody. I am not going too far out on a limb here. In fact, I'm not going out on it at all to say that the Trump presidency is going to present some challenges. Politically, for sure. Economically, definitely. And constitutionally, perhaps. We begin today with what is known as the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution of the United States, and how it might pertain to a certain billionaire businessman turned president-elect. Marketplace's Bree Benishore gets us going.
You may remember the Foreign Emoluments Clause from Never. It has rarely ever come up. It says,
if you hold an office under the United States, you can't take a gift or anything of value from foreign powers.
Zephyr Teachout teaches law at Fordham. The idea was to prevent meddling by foreign powers. Some scholars argue it doesn't apply to the president, but presidents from Van Buren to Obama have certainly acted as if it does.
Presidents have taken this extremely seriously.
Oh, yes. We had quite a few people presenting gifts to the president, and many of them were turned down.
Richard Painter was chief ethics counsel to George W. Bush.
I remember somebody from Saudi Arabia trying to give the national security advisor a Rolex watch. We decided that that was not too good an idea.
Now, the Emoluments Clause and similar statutes covering bribes and foreign gifts don't bar the president from engaging in a run-of-the-mill business deal. The problem is that every private business deal with a foreign entity has the potential to curry favor and influence, for example, through overpayment or greasing regulatory wheels. Fordham University's Zephyr Teachout again.
Since we don't actually have a window into those transactions, we wouldn't know.
The Trump Organization has ongoing deals around the world, from golf courses in Scotland to real estate deals in Argentina. A government wanting to curry favor has lots of targets to choose from. Lawrence Tribe is professor of constitutional law at Harvard.
That's why no president in the history of this country has maintained ongoing economic interests in other countries.
Donald Trump has 2 months to figure it out. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.